Back inside the Bucko Auction House, where Malzi admitted during the break, I am a dominant force.
It's looking bad. What was our July 8th one? I just have Mitch Keller over 7. What was it somehow? What would we have had that was a Keller thing? Over 7 wins?
Donnie has the whole thing chaptered on, we'll have to go. Twitter.
Yeah, Mitch Keller wins 7 plus.
Just wins for the year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That was July 8th. Yeah, Pony is in very good shape, Donnie. Such that, like, it's hard to even make fun of him about stuff like, I don't know. Like, he's got Paul Skeens under 230 ERA. It's hard to make fun of him for Thomas Harrington under 595 ERA, because right next after that, I've got Alexander Canario over 5 homers.
I forgot that guy was on the team.
He's got Andrew McCutchen over 221 batting average. Some of these just hurt badly.
Yeah, I told you, though, he can get those special tickets anytime he wants. This is just merely a you versus me, I guess, in the end game.
Hint of viciousness in your comment there, but I like it.
And I invited Donnie to go to the game in the nice seats, and he blew me off this weekend.
Then you kind of, you can't really hammer him too much.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Sarah was coming home. Listen, okay, you know the point in life I'm in now. Okay,
yes,
Sarah was gone all weekend. If she gets back home and I'm not home, I'm in a pirate game hanging out with Pony all day.
Donnie, I completely get it. I just didn't think I needed to get piled on there when there were mitigating circumstances for why you couldn't hang out.
I want to stress that Jack is running the board, intern Jack, and so we don't have the try box right now where Donnie's on camera, but if you could see the look on Donnie's face when he started to explain himself there, I've never seen the guy truly mad. You were exasperated in that moment.
Andrew McCutchen has hit 10 home runs in at least every season. Congratulations on all his success. He got to that number last night. Andrew McCutchen home runs in 2025. I will go with 11. Going once.
I'll go with 12.
13.
14.
14 home runs. Andrew McCutchen. 2025.
Mm.
To Donnie.
Mm.
Going once. Going twice. Sold you, bottom.
God.
I could not go one more.
Neither could I. That was probably my tolerance level.
I wanted to go one more.
But you're playing conservative. You're just trying to lay up short of the hole and make pars now.
Done that to you in other contests before, buddy.
I
know how to play the game.
You running out in PM team picks, you running out the clock and literally winning by one game is still one of the most shameful displays for the spirit of the thing I've ever seen.
Number of Pirates trades between now and 6 o'clock Thursday. This includes all trades. So if they make some rinky-dink trade...
But it doesn't include the Frazier deal. It's just between now, okay.
Yep. They make some rinky-dink deal where it's minor leaguers getting swapped for each other. That counts.
Oh, okay.
Every trade counts.
Okay.
I'll go 1.
2.
3.
4.
5. 5 trades.
Individual trades.
Yes.
So if it's a trade involving 2 players on the Pirates going, that counts as 1 deal.
Yep. 5 Pirates trades between now and 6 o'clock Thursday.
Donnie, you know he might have inside intel here because he's working his
going
sources.
Going once. Going twice. Sold.
The right, bottom. That's the right number. I can't. You're going to let Ben Sherrington make 6 trades?
Well, look at it this way. Tommy Pham won. Andrew Heaney, 2.
What if one of them goes in a package
IKF
deal?
IKF, 3.
What if somebody's like, we'll take Bednar and IKF?
Caleb Ferguson, 4.
Right, like if a guy gets packaged, like if there's like 2
that's
guys,
what I'm
that's
worried about.
Deal.
There's package deals here.
And then you're going to get those Mickey Mouse League trades.
Somebody's going to trade for Jared Triolo in exchange for him, give the Pirates a guy who can hit 400 but literally can't field.
How about the crazy Jack Sawinski rumor that's out there?
That the Rays want him.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that if that happens, you can pretty much pencil Jack Sawinski in for 30 home runs next year.
he'll win the Triple Crown. Okay, so you have it at 5 plus.
He needs 6 trades. Yeah, I just...
Isn't it sickening that we all think the same thing?
I thought Sawinski, I was kind of foolish for saying
just,
4.
Specifically because it's the Rays. dealing for him. And specifically, too, because, no offense, Jack Swinski needs to have, like, a dumb guy approach at the plate. I'm not saying he is. I don't know him. He needs to be somebody where you don't try to get into the nuances. You say, Jack, in every at-bat, you'll hope to see at least one good
pitch
to hit.
He's a year and a half removed from 26 homers and 74
ribbies. Swing as hard as you can at the three best pitches you see and hope that something good happens. And they tried to turn him into Joey Votto.
109 right now.
They did. I'm telling you,
his
they ruined him.
His OPS plus is 11.
They ruined him.
He'll win. I didn't know that was possible.
Can you imagine him going to the Rays in like some garbage trade? Jack Sawinski, September 18th next year, Jack Sawinski sitting on 61 home runs trying to pass Aaron Judge for the all-time AL record.
All right, Jack just, not this Jack, but Jack submitted this Bucko Auction Heist.
Jack Hillgrove?
Bucko Auction House item, no. Bubba Chandler starts with the Pirates in 2025. How many starts will Bubba Chandler make in a Pirates uniform this year? I'll go one.
Oh, no. Boy.
One start for Bubba Chandler with the Pirates, to me, going once.
I think it could be one of those O'Neill Cruz situations, Donnie, where
going
one's the
twice.
Only number. And he's got all the life.
Sold, you bought him.
See, here's the problem. They could absolutely bring him up for one start in September. And then Pony gets, at worst, a push, but he gets all the benefit of that as long as they bring him up for one cameo appearance. You know what would be funny? If he comes in as a reliever and Pony doesn't hit the star. that would be delicious.
If Heaney gets traded, I think he's the guy that gets called up.
What makes you think
if
they
Heaney
won't try to bring over
Keller
somebody
get
else?
If traded, I think it's a lock he gets called up.
Now, yeah, like Keller's the big one. Because I think with Heaney, they might just say, okay.
Bring up some other guy.
Or like Thomas Harrington?
Well, no, not even. Then he has a chance to get that ERA down from 10.
But I mean, you have Ashcraft, you have Burrows, you have guys that can start games. Majinski.
I think Donnie's analysis is right here.
So
I think
wait
they've
a minute.
Got to trade
okay,
two of
okay,
these
guys. Well, just think about it this way. The Pirates are going to be what? They're 20 games out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to waste a moment like Bubba Chandler's Pirates debut on some game in September.
I mean, they wasted O'Neill Cruz's debut like that, to Malzi's point. He was up the last weekend of the year.
A pitcher's a little bit different, though, to me.
So
because that guy is like
spend
the sole
the entire
focus.
Year at AAA?
That's true, Don.
He's going to spend the whole year there?
What did he rebound from how bad June was for him? I haven't checked
he
up on
He has a
it.
Little bit, yeah.
I mean, they could obviously just say, oh, well, he wasn't ready. Look how bad he was in June. 3.27 ERA down there. I mean, his dude, like, some of the peripherals aren't
great.
Awesome. Yeah, 1.3 whip ain't great. Is he striking guys out? He's still striking guys out. He's walking a lot, though. He's walking 4.5 per 9. I don't know, man. I didn't feel good about any of these, and I felt really not great about this last one here. I understand why you kind of took the
2.95 ERA in July.
You took the host's advantage here that you always start the bidding here. You opened the auction, and yeah. I think one was like the perfect number because I feel like he probably is going to get one. I don't think you have a ton of liability here, but I'm not sure that he's going to get two. I really do think we could have a Cruz situation.
Mm. All right. Jack, thank you for the Bucko Auction House music.
Still sounds more like a saloon where people are cheating.
Jack, did you feel like who do you think got the best deal there on those numbers?
I like Chandler at Watt because I don't think there's much risk there because I think he definitely gets one. I think six is way too many trades. I don't know. They're going to package somebody together with another guy, and I don't think that gets there. And I also liked Koch at 14-plus homers.
Tell you what, the YouTube comments with some very interesting opinions on how Sawinski could improve hitting left-handers. Not going to say those out loud. some real interesting
thoughts.
Well,
didn't Jeff in South Park say that his wife used to flash the television screen every time Sawinski was at bat? Get her to a game.
No, this theory was a little stranger than that, to put it mildly, or very literally.